Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in and so good. Thousands of winter deals are in Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
Because we get the latest trends for way less.
Because I've been looking for these.
Because the best deals go fast.
Save big with up to 60% off. Sam Edelman, Sorel, Free People, Cole Haan, and more cold weather finds. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Well, check this out. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
Holiday gatherings are happening. Stack on the sparkle this season with unforgettable jewelry from Blue Nile. Right now, save up to 50% with Blue Nile's Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. So you can take your holiday party look to new levels of glam. Or gift yourself elegance for every day of the year. Shop now for up to 50% off jewelry at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And welcome, everybody, to this week's exciting episode.
I'm blue, da-ba-dee-ba-da-die, da-ba-dee-da-ba-die, da-ba-dee-ba-da-die. I'm blue, da-ba-dee-ba-da-die, da-ba-dee-da-ba-die, da-ba-dee-da-ba-die. I have a blue house with a blue window. I don't know the rest of the words to this song.
I also have a girlfriend, and she is so blue.
Yes, today we're talking about the colour blue.
Blue, isn't it peculiar?
Yeah.
It's very paranormal, blue.
It is a little bit, isn't it? Because am I right in thinking there's not many things in nature that are naturally blue?
Only the sky and water.
As in actual like substances, material things. Isn't it flowers and animals? But
there's plenty of blue flowers.
Yeah, there is. Bluebells.
Blue animals as well. Your favourite bird is blue.
Peacock.
No.
Blue jay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue is a primary colour.
It is. Yeah, I do like blue. I don't know. I still think green just tops off.
And you can't make purple without blue. So it's good to me. I love blue.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here we are.
We're very blue.
We are blue. I'm wearing blue.
I'm not.
The moon is blue.
I feel blue.
You feel blue?
I don't feel blue.
I'm going to start off with a hot take today, Pirate.
Hot take? Well, is this the big announcement?
The big announcement. The big announcement, my friend. So we've had requests and we've had a few people ask, why don't you do this? Why don't you cover that? Even when it was hot at the time in the news and things. And I was always a little bit hesitant and a little bit scared of repercussions of covering such topics. Even with the allegedlies. There was a few things I was like, oh, I don't know if we can touch on that because I didn't want the backlash or whatever. But I'm here to make the announcement that I don't care anymore. I don't care. I literally don't. Nothing is off the table anymore, Pirate. Ooh. I had an epiphany. And there are certain subjects that I find really interesting. Therefore, there are people out there that also find it very interesting. And some of them have been done to death. You know, we've spoke about like certain subjects that people have covered that I've always thought maybe not. It's been done quite a lot. But there are certain subjects, and there's three that I want to touch on that will be, we will definitely be covering at some point.
I'm guessing these are conspiracy theories.
Yes.
Because that's your, yes, your particular expertise, isn't it?
Well, if those people have been listening to the show for almost 2 years now don't know that I'm into conspiracy theories, then
what have they been listening to?
What have you been listening to? I know I can
only
be...
Only my episode. Yeah,
yeah. I know I can be a silly goose, but I've got my serious hat on at the moment. And I think we need to start covering some real intense subjects. So, Jeffrey Epstein, we're coming for you. Ooh. We are going to cover that at some point. Ooh. Because I find it absolutely baffling that the whole thing has been covered up. We still don't know what actually happened. Where are the names from the flight list and what actually happened? And suicide? Nah, I don't think so. And I'm not even going to say allegedly with that. I'm not the only one that feels that way.
You definitely think that Epstein's still alive, do you?
No. I think he was either killed or he is alive. I don't think it was suicide whatsoever.
Right. Okay.
So I want to know what happened. Bill, what happened? You know who you are. The diddler. P. Diddy. Oh. I want to know, from Puff to Diddler, what happened? You know, it's still going on at the moment. So even when we're recording this, it's probably still going to go on because it's an ongoing case.
Yeah.
But there is a huge conspiracy going on with that. And this isn't news for a lot of people. They would have heard rumblings of what's going on in the P. Diddy case.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
But I want to dive into it. Again, there is names involved there that still haven't been released. We want to dive into that. That will be later on in, along the line, because obviously we don't have all the facts yet. No. But another one is Madeleine McCann.
Oh, you had to say it,
didn't
you?
I had to say it. Because it's been covered quite a lot. You know, over the years, it's been covered and covered and covered. But some more information has come out in the last few years and no one seems to talk about it. And I'm not talking about the weird gremlin girl that said, oh, I'm Madeleine McCann, and turned out she wasn't at all when she lied. I'm not talking about that information. Some genuine information that people have written about in books and ex-police officers, FBI people, MI5, all this information has come out in the last few years and no one's talking about it. So right. I want to dive into that. But anyway, rant almost over. I just want to say we are going to cover some stuff that is edgy and progressive and some people necessarily wouldn't want to cover it. There's nothing on the table. It's all off. It's all off.
Right, okay.
If that's the expression.
Caution to the wind.
Yeah.
And just going for it anyway.
Yeah, too right.
Right.
And if I feel like attacking the American government... Verbally, obviously. not physically.
He doesn't actually have Scud missile launchers.
No, nothing like that. If I want to attack him verbally, I bloody well will, all right? So we're going to dive in.
Right.
Starting with one of the biggest conspiracies, and it does involve the American government.
Oh, there's a surprise.
But it actually involves more than the American government. It covers a few governments, the United Nations. Yes.
Anyone with a flag that's blue.
Yes, yeah. Well, everyone in the United Nations, I guess. today, we're going to cover Project Blue Beam.
Ooh.
Yes, not Beam.
Not Beam. No.
Yeah, Project Blue Beam is something different. That's where you try and unite every type of being in the world and bring them together with one being religion.
Okay.
So very similar to Project Blue Beam, which is total population control.
Right. Okay.
Yes. So in,
I'm just not going to tell you what I was thinking about Blue Bean.
I think I have a theory.
I think you probably do, but I'm not going to. I'm not even. Yeah, I'm not going there. I'm not lowering the tone.
Yes, we must higher the tone because this is serious stuff.
Okay.
Well,
I'll put my serious face on.
I say serious. That's a good serious face. That's too serious.
Oh right.
No, dumb it down. Dumb it down. So. Project Blue Beam. Now, to sum it up, it is just basically total population control. The whole planet.
The whole
of the Earth being controlled.
Anything to do with aliens? Do they have a blue beam that comes down from there?
Aliens does come into it. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But there is a few steps before we get to the alien part. Because you know me, I like to give you a bit of history first.
Okay, I won't try and get in your head, but I've got an idea what it could be. And if you don't say it, then I'll come out with it.
I'll tell you what, I'll come back to you before I get to the alien bit, and then I'll let you guess.
Okay.
So we're going to give you a bit of history. So Project Bluebeam is specifically a conspiracy theory based on total population control, and it was first introduced by a man called Sergei Monast, who is a French-Canadian conspiracy theorist, but mainly journalist. That was his main job. He was born in 1945 and passed away in 1996, which also, weird. I'll come back to how he died.
Oh, the way he died, I was going to say, it's not odd that he died in 1996. Plenty of people did.
So he is known for his promotion of Project Bluebeam and the conspiracy theory evolving around it. The theory plot is to facilitate a totalitarian world government. You were impressed I got that word.
I am, yeah.
Which is also...
It has more than five letters in it.
Yeah. It's a cool word. So it's basically New World Order.
Yeah.
By destroying all Abrahamic religions, which, again, I looked up, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam.
Most Middle Eastern religions, yeah.
And replacing them with a new age belief system using futuristic NASA technology.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of words, a lot of sentences, basically eliminate religion, get in one.
This is kind of... And again, I don't really want to step on your toes or anything, but this is kind of almost going back to the fundamentals of like the Illuminati.
Ah, yes. That does come up.
Okay. I'll shut up for now then.
I feel like I'm throwing out some breadcrumbs, and you're just a little pigeon pecking away,
nibbling them up.
And you're just following behind, and you're pretty much caught up now. You're
almost fallen into your trap,
and you're just about to eat from the palm of my sweet blue beam hand. Blue beans, pigeon. So Sergei was obsessed with secret societies. That's the original thing that he was getting into. We're talking Freemasons, things like that, secret societies. And he began writing about these themes in the early 1990s. He was particularly inspired by the works of William Guy Carr, who was a Royal Canadian submariner who rose the ranks of the Navy. And he wrote about underground cities and a one world order and the Illuminati back in the 50s. So obviously he's amongst all of that as a high ranking officer, basically. And him and his family were found dead in 1959, and it still remains a mystery of how they were dead.
Okay.
So they were just found dead in their home. And it was never investigated. It was never really brought up. It was just
brushed under the rug. We won't talk about that.
Exactly.
Oh, fair enough.
But where is it? That's a different William. Never mind. Oh. I was about to get a screenshot. I've jumped ahead. So that's who he was inspired by anyway. So in 1994, Sergei published Project Bluebeam, in which he detailed his claim that NASA, with the help of the United Nations, was attempting to implement a new age religion with the Antichrist as its head and start a new world order via a technological simulated second coming of Christ. I know it's a lot of words and it's a lot of sentences.
There's a lot to take in.
I'll do a quick summary. You know how there's books of like for dummies 101 and for the people that are.
You think I need that?
No. For people like me and for the listeners that aren't quite catching up, I'll sum it all up.
I'm caught up with it. I'm just not necessarily believing it.
Ah, you would be right to think so. he also used to give talks on Project Bluebeam around USA, so he would actually go and do these talks live and have audiences and university lectures.
Telling about how NASA has employed Satan, the devil.
The Antichrist. Yeah.
To create a new world order based on technologically advanced systems.
Yeah. But it will all become clear.
and simulating a second coming of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Old Sergei, he passed away of a heart attack in 1996 at the age of 51.
All right.
Now, Some people think that he was assassinated. Him and I think it was his best friend, I think, that helped him. It was either a work colleague or his best friend helped him with his book, Project Bluebeam.
Right.
And some think that, because they both died of heart attacks.
Oh.
So some people think assassination.
Very similar sort of time.
Allegedly. Right. So, so copies of his work still circulate today and have influenced many conspiracy theorists to continue digging into Project Bluebeam. But something that's very interesting here, just a little tidbit. So he died at age 51 in 1996. His book came out in 1994. Most of his work was in French.
Right.
So a lot of this stuff with Project Bluebeam was translated from French into English.
Well, it's not difficult.
But they never actually managed to issue many copies of the English version of Project Bluebeam, and he died right as he started getting a bit of traction. So, you know, people had started hearing about the talks that he was doing, hearing about this conspiracy theory. Things were lining up, things were happening. So people started paying a real interest in him. He then got the publisher to agree to do a English version of his French work. And then as it just started kicking off, and there's his book, and I have it written here, is considered unobtainable, the English version. So you can still find the French versions. A lot of this information from today has been translated from the French versions of.
Oh, okay.
So
it must have been very taxing for you.
Yeah. His publisher has also never reissued the book. So were they told not to? There's a conspiracy there.
So you can only actually get the first publication of it?
Yeah, in French.
There's never been a second edition.
But even that is difficult to get hold of.
Oh.
So most of this information is translated from the book online. To get an actual physical copy of this book is it's been deemed unobtainable. So yeah, they have the power to reissue these and have second editions, but for whatever reason, they won't, even though he is considered one of the kind of staples of this kind of theory and conspiracy theory. Like, he's really respected within conspiracy theorists, because Project Bluebeam is one of those things where it's not necessarily popular conspiracy theory.
This is what I was about to say. There's two reasons why I can think that they wouldn't republish it or create a second edition. One is because they don't think they're going to sell enough copies to make it worthwhile. Or two, because they've been told not to.
Yeah. That's the thing. And we'll never know.
Who knows?
So there's a little bit of information there. Bang the table. Now, before, in 1991, there was a guy called William Cooper. Now, this is where the lines start getting a little bit blurred, because some people suggest that Sergei may have read this before and got some inspiration for Project Bluebeam from this.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a guy called William Cooper, and so 3 years before this book that Sergei wrote, he actually wrote a book called Behold a Pale Horse, and it was written in green ink, and it is considered a prior claim supporting evidence for Project Bluebeam. So he was writing similar themes and coming up with theories, and he was a conspiracy theorist himself. And he wrote this book, so I've just got a couple of paragraphs of the kind of things that he was talking about concerning.
Are you going to start reading French?
No. I don't think this guy was French. So this is just a snippet of the first paragraph kind of thing. So it is true that without the population or the bomb problem, the elect world should use some excuse to bring about the new world order. They have plans to bring about things like earthquakes, war, the Messiah, an extraterrestrial landing, and economic collapse. They might bring about all of these things just to make damn sure that it does work. They will do whatever it is necessary to succeed. The Illuminati has all the bases covered, and you are going to have to be on your toes to make it through the coming years. And he wrote that in 1991.
Right.
Another quick little snippet. Can you imagine what will happen if Los Angeles is hit with a 9.0 earthquake? New York City is destroyed by a terrorist-planted atomic bomb. World War III breaks out in the Middle East. The banks and the stock markets collapse. Extraterrestrials land at the White House lawn. Food disappears from the markets. Some people disappear. The Messiah presents himself to the world, and all in a very short period of time. Can you imagine? The world power structure can and will, if necessary, make some or all of those things happen to bring about the new world order. And it's just an example of some of the things that he was writing about. But that's in 1991. So this is before Sergei. So some people think that with those themes, Sergei might have had influence from that.
The idea of the Illuminati bringing out the new world order is not new. It's not, you know, probably not even in the 90s.
It was a
new concept. But let's just, because what are your opinions on the Illuminati? What kind of people do you think they are?
Well, I said that nothing is off the table. On the table, off the table, whatever the expression is. I'm not great with expressions, as you know. Honestly, I think there is some sort of Illuminati.
Right.
I do think that people control the world. I think you've got, is it the Rothschilds and the people that own the banks? I think all of that is real. I really do think there is an underground of people working behind the scenes. And it all comes down to greed. I think it comes down to power. Greed and power are the two things that I think the Illuminati control and have. And they will step on anyone that gets in their way. That's what I think.
Totally goes against the fundamentals of the original Illuminati.
I know, you've said this before. The Illuminati has changed. It's not what it used to be.
Perhaps, but the Illuminati, the sentence you said at the start, the paragraph at the start, where you were just going on about, oh, NASA's going to create this newer religion based on technology and stuff. That is more in line with the original Illuminati. Illuminati means the enlightened ones.
Yeah.
It's the people who would throw off the constraints of religion and work towards improving humanity because of science and education, rather than just going, oh, God made it. Or, you know, we can harvest this field because God has presented us has grown the oats. Mm-hmm. Scientists are like, no, it's because of meteorological effects and, you know, crop rotation and all this sort of stuff. You know, we've created these sciences that do that. And that was what the original Illuminati was. That was the aim, was to educate people in science and, you know, basically just education rather than just relying on the religious scriptures and way of life that we had before. That was what their New World Order is. You might argue that we're living now, today, in the New World Order, because a lot of people don't go to church anymore. A lot of people don't even believe in any kind of, you know, religion or deity or whatever. All right, there are plenty of people out there that do. You might say that the New World Order is already here. We are in a technological age.
But the New World Order is, the idea of this New World Order that I'm speaking on today is about one religion, having power using that one religion.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Does that make sense? So, also, I know what you're saying, but the Illuminati, if it was still like it was back in the day, why the secrets? Why are they hiding? Why? What? Do you know what I mean? It's
weren't secretive. Isaac Newton was an Illuminati.
Yeah, but it's all secretive now, isn't it? It's all behind the scenes and things like that. Freemasons have secret handshakes and things, don't they? They have little nods and so it's all...
Yeah, but they've also got big stone buildings that you can watch them go in and out of, so you know exactly who's a Freemason anyway.
Yeah, there's just secretive stuff with it. So yeah. I think the Illuminati has changed over the years. I don't think it's what
possibly
it was intended to be.
It's massively not what it's intended to be if people believe that it's like run by Satanists and stuff like that, because that was never even a part of it to begin with.
I tell you what, I will cover the Illuminati in one of the episodes, and I think we will somewhat get to the bottom of where that transitioned. Because I think what you're talking about and what I'm talking about, somewhere...
In the middle.
Somewhere something's happened over the years, probably before we were both even born.
Oh, yeah,
so,
definitely.
So we'll get to the bottom of that. So some would say controlling the entire population through a single religion isn't particularly easy, is it, Pirate?
No. not when the Middle East has been arguing over who's right for the last 7,000 years. I don't think that it's going to happen, to be honest. Yeah.
So, according to Sergey, the Project Bluebeam has four steps. Technically seven, because the fourth step has other steps. But we'll go with four.
Okay.
According to Sergey...
some sub-steps.
Yeah. Project Bluebeam has four steps. So, step one requires the breakdown of all archaeological knowledge. This will apparently be accomplished by faking earthquakes at precise locations around the planet. Fake new discoveries at these locations will finally explain to all people the error of all fundamental religious doctrines, especially Christian and Muslim doctrines. So that's the first step.
Oh, so they're going to... Okay, so they're going to create some artifacts that basically goes against the early, you know, Bible or Quran or these religious texts and say, no... None of that is correct because of this artifact, which they've faked and somehow managed to create an earthquake that uncovers it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Using that's natural disasters
easy.
As cover-ups and
easy.
Things like that.
Do that tomorrow. Why not? Hey.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. They managed to create fires in Maui with lasers and things. So,
well, who knows?
And there was also the colour blue involved there. Again, we'll cover that at some point. Now, I said I'd come back to you about the aliens. Step two is the aliens. What's your theory?
Okay. What came to my mind before when you said about the revealing aliens and stuff, do you remember, what was it, Barack Obama versus Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And Hillary Clinton had emails leaked.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
That outlined a plan to fake an alien invasion.
Uh-huh.
Yep. To try and obviously sway public votes and that. And there was claims that using holographic techniques, they could fake aliens landing on Earth.
Yes. That is step two.
That is step two. Oh, okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, I was right.
So step two, a gigantic space show where three-dimensional holographic laser projections will be beamed all over the planet. This is where Bluebeam really takes off. The projections will take the shape of whatever deity is most prominent and will speak in all languages. At the end of the light show, the gods will all merge into one god, the Antichrist.
Oh.
So that's not, step two.
Okay.
Basically,
not the Anunnaki then?
No, it's... Yeah, basically a giant space laser show with a fake alien invasion.
Right.
Is basically
and a fake
two.
Antichrist, by the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, basically they're saying that the Antichrist or Satan, however you want to imagine him, will just be a giant hologram kind of thing. So it's all using NASA technology.
Some might say it's Hillary.
Could be. She's a lizard. Hillary's a lizard.
And she's not particularly liked in the United States.
No, no. I mean, I can't remember who said it, but if you can't look after the main missile at home, then you can't run a country, can you? So we want the answers, Bill. So step three is telepathic electronic two-way communication. It involves making people think their god is speaking to them through telepathy.
I suppose.
Projected into the head of each person individually using extreme low-frequency radio waves. Atheists will presumably hear an absence of Richard Dawkins. that's pretty much step three. Now, step four has three parts.
Right.
Making humanity think an alien invasion is about to occur in every major city. Making the Christians think the rapture is about to happen. And three is a mixture of electronic and supernatural forces, allowing the supernatural forces to travel through fiber optics, power, and telephone lines to penetrate all electronic equipment and appliances that will then all have special microchips installed.
Well, that bit doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing it now, aren't they? They're blowing up stuff in Islam through phones and pagers and things, aren't they?
Yeah.
So that kind of technology is already here.
Yeah, there was that virus, wasn't there, that, well, no one's ever claimed being the person that made it, but it literally just spread itself all across the world. Millions of devices, everything had this virus,
mm-hmm.
and it was all so that it could target the computer in a, was it Iran or Iraq or somewhere, that had created a nuclear power plant. And the virus literally was just dormant until it reached the computer in the nuclear power plant, and then it took control of the computer. So I think it was like refining uranium or something like that.
Yeah.
And it basically blew the entire place up just by overclocking it.
It's impressive.
Overclocking the
fair.
Plant. And yeah, it literally infected the entire world just to get to that one place and do that one task.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was called Fluxnet or something like that.
That sounds kind of cool. Yeah. Oh, I was thinking of the champagne then. Is it Friesnet?
Friesnet, yeah. No, it's not that, but yeah.
So how would you sum up what I've said so far then? In the simplest terms for the viewers, how would you simplify Project Bluebeam from what I've said? A fake alien invasion.
Yeah.
Using one religion.
I'd say it's a distraction technique,
mm-hmm.
To make people give up on their fundamentals and start believing something that they wouldn't normally believe in due to there being overwhelming evidence in their eyes and ears.
Yes. Yes, that's actually a really good way of putting it.
Yeah.
So now that we've summed it up, would you like to know what would happen if you didn't go to the New World Order? So, like, the aftermath of this.
Oh, well, it's probably not going to be, like, walked through the streets naked with someone ringing a bell going, shame, 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 but it's going to be equally as horrible as that.
That would be mild compared. Yeah. That would be putting it mildly. So, according to Sergey Monast, he gives details of what would happen if you didn't go along with this. So he says all people will be required to take an oath to Lucifer and the Antichrist with a ritual initiation to enter the New World Order. Resistors will be categorized as follows. So Christian children will be kept for human sacrifice or slaves. Prisoners to be used in medical experiments. Prisoners to be used as living organ banks. Healthy workers in slave labor camps. Uncertain prisoners in the International Re-Education Center repent and displayed on television and to learn and glorify the New World Order. The International Execution Center, and as of yet, the seventh classification was never written because he was killed.
Oh.
So that is what would happen. Now, I just want to make a couple of little key points. Again, I started off by saying nothing's on the table or off the table. I still can't remember the phrase. But there is some truth here, right? Now, you think it says here, prisoners to be used as living organ banks.
Yeah.
Allegedly, that's what's happening to prisoners in China. Allegedly.
Oh, yeah, no, I've heard about that, yeah.
So again, there's some truth there. We've had slaves in the past. slave labor camps. Yeah. I mean, people make certain technology.
It doesn't really take a lot for human beings to treat other people like scum, mm-hmm. really, does it? And like literally just mistreat people for their own advantage.
Yeah.
That's been going on for thousands of years.
Yes. And the big one that I will say is, it says here about take an oath to Lucifer with a ritual initiation. Now, I believe it was Alex Jones that snuck into Bohemian Grove, where they had a fake ritual. And that was the Illuminati headquarters, allegedly. Bohemian Grove is tied in with the Illuminati.
Worship a giant owl statue there.
Moloch the owl god. Yeah. Now, that's all tied in. That's the thing. Illuminati, Satanism, that is all, according to Alex Jones and other conspiracy theorists, that is all tied in. So, again...
So, Satan is actually a giant owl?
I'm not too sure. We won't know until we dive into the Illuminati pirate. Okay, fair enough. Okay. That's the thing. I don't know that much about it. I'm just kind of going from what I've heard over the years through Alex Jones and other podcasts, so... So that is the aftermath of this. Now, would you like a logical answer as to what Project Bluebeam could actually be and none of this is actually happening?
Yeah. Yeah, logic sounds good to me at this point.
Okay. Let me just check. That is, that is all my screenshots. Okay. Now, this is what they believe is this is not Sergei now. Right. This is going against Sergei. Now, this is what a lot of people, conspiracy theorists and people that have dove into Project Bluebeam, this is the most logical answer. They say Sergei got the idea of Project Bluebeam from an episode of Star Trek that never aired. I know. Right. Okay. That never aired in the mid-70s.
How did you see it then?
Written by Gene Roddenberry.
Yeah.
Now, they did... a pretty much same episode. It's a very similar episode for Star Trek, The Next Generation, that came out in 1991 called Devil's Due. Now, apparently that episode is pretty much the same theme as the original one that was written. That
I would
never
have seen it,
aired.
But just from the name, I don't know which episode
it's talking about. It's to do with aliens coming down and... revealing themselves as different prophets, and Jesus Christ was one of them, and things like that. I'm not holograms and stuff. Okay. So that's what they think is the logical answer, is he's just seen that or read that, because it was 1991.
Yeah.
The same year that book from William Cooper came out.
Yeah.
So they think he was just influenced by that. But fair enough, again, it's very split. It's 50-50. Some people believe in Sergei, some people don't. And I just want to say, to go into Project Bluebeam, some of the other similarities and things that have happened that you could say, well, no, Project Bluebeam could be onto something. It could be real. There could be truth there. Is we touched on the aliens in Miami, with the guy with the UFO in his back garden.
Yeah.
We've had more and more UFO sightings. The FBI and the CIA and... NASA have all come out and started talking about aliens and statements. What was the guy's name? David Grush?
Grush.
He's been involved in this.
Yeah.
There's
plenty of other governments around the world that are quite openly admit about alien visitations and UFOs and stuff in their skies.
Yeah. And we had Philip Mantle. Was it Philip Mantle himself saying that some of the aircrafts were piloted by humans, not aliens, extraterrestrials?
Might have done, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of truth there. You had...
Definitely Dave Grush did, didn't he?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And people talking about also the early start of... Do you remember they did the Tupac hologram? And it looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good technology used that. Some say that was maybe a test to see if it would fool people or make enough of an impact that people go, wow, that's realistic or whatever. So you've had that. Obviously, like you said, we've had war in the Middle East for how long? So
thousands of years, yeah.
Is it all starting to unfold? You know, like NASA technology is getting bigger and bigger. There's just little elements of truth there where you could say... that is somewhat Project Bluebeam, if not at least coincidences involved.
Yeah, in I can see the point.
But that is all I've got on Project Bluebeam.
And now I'm going to shoot it down.
Yeah. So,
right. Because, I mean, yeah, I can see your point in that, like, a lot of these things that have sort of shown that they're coming to a head. We now have technology to create these holograms and to do these things. But here's my question to you. Do you think that globally humanity is capable of all signing off on a single New World Order?
No, not at all.
No.
I wouldn't conform to it, so...
No.
No.
And I don't know what the percentages are, but I think something like globally 50% of the population are some form of Islamic or Muslim, or at least a Middle Eastern-based religious culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Even including Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them are going to give up their religion to focus on any kind of science-based religion, particularly where the Antichrist is the focal prophet.
Mm. But that's the point of Project Bluebeam, isn't it? To be so convincing, to use this technology, that it's going to make people go, oh, I was wrong. The Antichrist is the only single God, but thus creating.
Nothing is going to convince two-thirds of the world to double back on everything that they've learned in life.
I mean, it's going to have to be really good technology, and it's all going to have to synchronize perfectly for it to happen. But I am with you. I think it's
I think it would be futile attempt.
Mm.
I mean, yes, maybe there is a government or some kind of body, even a rogue billionaire, that has the technology or the capability of giving it a go, but I just don't think it would work out too well for them.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't think so. Because also the population has grown quite a lot since the 90s.
Yeah.
So...
And...
Yeah.
Like, here in England, yeah, we're quite reserved about these sorts of things, but like in countries like Russia and America, where you can go out and buy fully automatic assault rifles from Walmart or whatever the Russian equivalent is. You know, there's plenty of other countries.
Walmart.
There's plenty of other countries in the world where you could go around. Like, I mean, all over Africa, there's people with AK-47, RPGs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, having little wars between themselves. Right, okay, so imagine this. They've just done this laser show alien invasion.
Yeah.
Do you think that America, Russia, and all of Africa are just going to go, oh, no, these are new alien overlords? No, they'll be firing RPGs up into the sky.
Yeah, and it will just go straight through them because they're not there.
And then the whole facade's over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there is a lot of holes that you could pick in this.
Yeah.
I think the idea of Project Bluebeam and the New World Order, I think there's some truth behind it. I don't think you'd ever get full control of the whole world. I really don't. But then in some ways, do they already? Because the leaders of every country meet up every year at the summit or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
They sign off on certain things that we're not allowed to do, we are allowed to do.
They can all agree on.
But meanwhile, they can rape and pillage and do all sorts of crazy things around the world and have money, power, control, yet the rules for them don't apply, but it does for normal people. And we've seen that with absolute disgusting members of staff, and not staff, of the public, who have committed such atrocities. If it was a normal person, they would be in prison for life. But for all these elites and people in politics and whatever job you've got, they get away with it.
This is my point that I want to sort of close on, really, is that nothing that they're going to they try to try and control people is going to work. And the only way we can really unify humanity globally is if we give up on the concept of money.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was essential to help us grow into the societies that we are today and modern culture. But now, money is pretty much just holding us back.
It is because it's in the wrong hands.
Yeah, there's too much of it in the wrong hands, and not enough of it is being spent on noble pursuits.
Yeah, yeah.
And the more you have, the more you want. Mm-hmm. And yet, if money wasn't an issue, and you could just, you know, have all the food that you need, have a roof over your head, have a car to drive, have, you know, whatever it is you need, without actually money being the resource that we all go to work for, rather than just the betterment of humanity, that would be the only way that it would work.
But fortunately, everyone's starting to wake up. People are seeing that there's certain things going on in the world, and I think there's people that are starting to realise that you can't trust certain people, certain places.
Well, definitely.
And yeah, so I agree with you. I don't think Project Bluebeam could work. I really don't.
I believe there's plenty of people that probably want to give it a go.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I will give it a rating.
It's a hard one.
Still can't even go that hard. I'm 3.5.
3.5 is fair. That is fair. I was actually thinking a solid 4.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 3.5. So that would give us an average of 3.75. I still don't like it, giving it that high. But I think that considering some of the, like, those leaked emails, you know, talking about the holographic alien invasion, I think there are some people that are in the world that are crazy enough to actually give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it would go very well for them if they tried it.
No. I completely agree with you. I think that it's one of those things, isn't it, where I like the theory of it. I think there is truth behind it. But is it going to happen? I highly doubt it.
Mm.
Yeah.
As for, like, the Illuminati involvement, because it's like, I've never been one that was particularly, like, scared of the Illuminati or anything, because I originally, back hundreds of years ago when it first formed, they had a noble goal in mind.
Yeah.
But
if not the Illuminati,
if it has changed and if it is some weird satanic cult these days, then for one thing, that literally has gone full reverse on what their original ideology was.
If not the Illuminati, who's doing it? Because there are celebrities out there like Isaac Cappy. And yeah, some people would be scared to say his name. I'm saying it. Isaac Cappy. Look up the videos of him. He unalived himself. But... he's a prime example of certain celebrities that are very outspoken, and as soon as they mention the Illuminati and people are after them because they're coming up with truths about, you know, inside sex rings and all of this terrible stuff that's happening, they mysteriously die.
Maybe it is the modern day Illuminati. I just think that they're a far cry from what they should be and what they used to stand for, if that's what they call themselves these days, is now the modern Illuminati.
I mean, it would have had to start with secret societies. That's the thing, isn't it? So, yeah. I don't think Freemasons are evil.
No.
So it could be one of those things where the Freemasons started off with just a little society of helping each other out or whatever, and it's evolved, and they're no harm. It could be one of those things, but maybe the Illuminati has changed over the years and they've got more greed, more power.
As you said before, being in those elite circles is kind of being a part of a secret society anyway, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Power and money stays with power and money.
Yeah. And we're only just getting started. Yeah. We've only just turned the thermostat up to 11, baby.
Yeah. Josh has finally... flowered.
The truth will set you free.
He's found his courage and he's rocking with it.
And I have no desires to commit suicide whatsoever. Never crossed my mind. So if something happens to me, you know. You
Why do you point at me? It's not me.
I know, as in you know. You know what happened.
I know.
We only speak in truths. And sometimes we get facts wrong, but mainly truths.
Yeah.
And that's what I got.
And next week is the Halloween episode.
Oh, Ooh, spooky.
2 years. We're not doing a big. We're not doing a big thing this year. We're not because it's been a horrendous busy for us in our day to day lives. So we don't really have time to do like live streams and double episodes and all that sort of thing. But we will have a special Halloween episode for you next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Be sure to click on that and check it out for yourselves. And if you wanted to as well, you could always click on a link that might take you to our merch and buy some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I try and wear a T-shirt every week just to, you know, just in case anybody sees it and thinks, oh, that's a damn fine T-shirt. I want one for myself. Well, you can get one. Just click the link in the description.
I like it.
And until next week, I've been Pirate.
I'm J-Dog.
This has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
One-800-Flowers.com knows that a gift is never just a gift. A gift is an expression of everything you feel and helps to build more meaningful relationships. 1-800-Flowers takes the pressure off by helping you navigate life's important moments by making it simple to find the perfect gift. From flowers and cookies to cake and chocolate, 1-800-Flowers helps guide you in finding the right gift to say how you feel. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Bombas presents unsolicited gifting advice. Number one, if they say not to get them anything, get them something. Two, underwear is a great gift, just not for your boss. And three, those absurdly soft Bombas socks and slippers you've been eyeing for yourself, they'll love those. And the fact that for every item you purchase, another is donated to someone who needs it, they'll love that even more.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.